Ba-ba-ba-ba.
There's our intro music, boys and girls.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. Hey, very original. That's my thing.
Fair enough. Okay. Copyright that and put it on YouTube Music.
Welcome to episode 11 of the New Cranky Workshop.
There we go. We're in double digits and we just keep going.
We keep going. Yeah, I am Lee from Busted Knuckle Woodworks, and that is...
I am Jared, Inland Wooden Resin.
Hey, a couple of show notes. Jared, did you know? I think you know.
Yeah.
We just passed 700 subscribers. Yeah. In fact, I checked just before the show. 717.
Nice.
Little round of applause.
Yeah. That's good.
For all of you, thank you very much for subscribing. If you're watching this and you haven't subscribed, shame on you.
Come on over. Join the party. Join the fun.
Another bit of news. After hemming and hawing and will I, won't I, I finally decided, fuck it. I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to go to Workbench Con.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So for the uninitiated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tell the people. Yes,
Workbench Con is this con, a convention, in Atlanta, where really cringy content creators from all over the world go and get shilled by brands and sponsors, and there are seminars on, like, you know, how to pop your booty on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. And all kinds of stuff like that, right? So I'm going to learn all that. I'm going to learn all of that stuff. I don't know. Quite frankly, I've heard the seminars are kind of like mid, you know. Yeah. But I really want to go and meet some of the YouTubers that I've been watching for years, guys that I've talked to. So I suspect my expectations are not high. I suspect it's going to be an adult version of the Breakfast Club. That's what I'm envisioning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with, like, you know, the jocks on one side and the nerds on one side and the burnouts on the other side. You know, very, very, very clicky.
Instagram,
you
know, like, over here.
Like your worst high school.
YouTube over there. Yeah. TikTok people, go find a corner and hold up a wall.
Right, exactly. Yeah, very clicky, like your worst high school nightmare. You know? As long as I can find the class clown table, I will be with my people and that'll be okay.
Are you going with anybody? Like, is anybody else that you know going, other than everybody that everybody already knows is going to be there?
Well, I know a few people, a few smaller channels that are going. I'm not going with anybody though. I mean, I'm rooming by myself, mm-hmm. because, you know, I fart a lot and no one will have me.
Frequent trips to the bathroom and so on and so on.
Yeah, exactly. At least once every hour, you know. Seriously, though, if anyone is going and you see me, you know, please come up and introduce yourself. Especially if you listen to this podcast, because this is the honest to God truth. I have never met another human being in person that is a listener to this show. So.
Yeah, right? There's an interesting statistic. Oof. We gotta get out in public a little more often,
yeah,
I guess.
Exactly. Yeah. I know. So introduce yourself. Or, you know, you can do what Jason Bent did to me at the Texas Woodworking Festival.
Ooh.
Which was, I saw him at the Texas Woodworking Festival. I walked up to him and I was gonna stick my hand out and say, hey, you know, big fan. And he saw me. And then looked away and then walked the other direction.
I have a sneaking suspicion that if I was to ever attend Workbench Con, that would be exactly what would happen. I would be the pariah. Nobody would want to talk to me. I'm like, whatever, guys. More power to you. You guys have fun.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, you know, we've shit on our a fair number of content creators on this podcast,
mm-hmm.
and I'm looking forward to meeting them face to face and going, like, hey, dude, you know, It is what it is. I don't know. Jared made me say
it. Yeah, just throw it back at me. I'll be up here in my own little corner of the United States all by myself. That's fine.
Right. So anyway, hey, viewer comments. Okay.
What are the people saying?
Mark Francis from Start Making. Great to see the return of a carefully curated cranky coming together. That's a lot of C's. That's hard to say. I didn't really understand the March Madness thing. Is that an American sports thing? Mm-hmm. Right. So it is. And I, you know, when we talked about it last time, we're going to do Woodworker March Madness in this episode. So stay tuned for that. But I didn't really understand or realize that we have viewers outside of the United States who've never heard of it. So we're going to explain exactly what it is for your benefit. So when we get to it.
Yeah.
Anyway, as a viewer, I'm excited to see what it becomes. And so it'll be interesting. It'll be fun. So Brickologic, great episode, guys. About the segment for the free plans, all the sites mentioned are cool, but you don't talk about my favorite site where you can get 16,000 plans.
We all know who he's talking about.
I know. You know, there's a saying, there's a sucker born every minute. And that is what keeps Ted's working afloat.
Yeah.
Because there are always new guys getting into the hobby and they see it and they go, oh, wow, what a great deal.
He's a crafty nightmare. One, that Ted. Still hasn't gotten my money, but he's pretty crafty. Yeah.
He is. He never got mine either, but he's gotten lots of cash from people I know. So. And Corey Shockey, he was talking about my cranky segment where I talked about being compensated for tool reviews. And so if every tool review is directly compensated, it isn't long until you are just a shill doing shitty five tools that make you want to slap your mama videos. There must be at least 731 guys doing those already.
I got nothing. It's a little golf clap. Nice. Very good, Corey.
A disclaimer, that number 731 totally picked at random.
Yep. Yeah.
So please don't get it.
Don't read too much into it. Yeah. Don't read too much into it.
Okay. And now the segment that everybody loves to hate.
And hates to love.
Yes. What's making us cranky right now?
And Lee gets to Lee gets to go first this time. I went first last time. Let's see what's Lee. Okay. What is making you cranky right now?
You got the line. There's a YouTuber named Brian Flynn who has a channel called Flynn Dog Woodwork. And he recently did a video about clamp racks. I'm not going to say the title of the video, because I don't give a fuck if you go watch it. But here's the thing. He took footage from a friend of ours, Mike Gregory, at the Mullen Market Woodworking, and used it as his entire intro. Mm-hmm. So now this is a gray area, because it's common to use little snippets of other creators' content to prove a point or to show some kind of a concept. To me, that's fine. I've done it. Everybody does it. People have taken my stuff.
Yeah.
It's fine. What he did is he took this footage from Mike Gregory and he used it as his entire intro, not just a snippet. He never asked Mike for permission to use that footage. And he never credited Mike for the footage.
Yeah, and that's the worst part of it.
So it's not the worst part of it.
Ooh.
I'm going to get to the worst part.
Okay.
So, you know, taking nearly an entire short from somebody and using it as your intro is bad enough. Mm-hmm. But someone called him out on it. Mike Lamorata from MJL Woodworks, another friend of ours. Mm-hmm. He put a comment on the video. He said, Brian, that's my boy, one of my favorite YouTube channels, Mullen Market Woodworking. Maybe throw him some love to help him grow. Maybe give him a push. And this is what really sucks. Brian Flynn responded, "Oh, awesome. I'm definitely going to check him out." So he stole the guy's footage, never asked permission, never gave him credit, and then pretended to not know who the fuck he was. So after Mike LaMorata, MJL Woodworks, called him out on this, and he said, "Oh, awesome. I'm going to have to check him out. I never heard of him. Never met the man." He still didn't give him a single line in the description. You know, his descriptions are editable. Mm-hmm. You can go and add stuff after. Mm-hmm. If you look at the description of that video, there's affiliate links in it. Do you know how many there are?
Too many.
70.
Count. Yeah.
Too many. 70 affiliate links. 70. But he couldn't give one fucking line to say, "Hey, thanks for letting me use your footage." Mm-hmm. And then he has the balls. I mean, and this is what I'm getting to. "I've actually been thinking about doing a video in the near future showcasing some smaller YouTube channels. I think it's a great way to spread some love to those really small channels." So, Brian, you don't give a shit about promoting small channels. Because if you did, you would have given Melon Market Woodworking some credit. What you care about is shilling tools and using other content creators' content to do it without permission, without attribution. That's what you care about. So, in the immortal words of Kenny Powers, Flynn Dog Woodwork, you're fucking out.
Well, yes.
And that's what's making me cranky right now.
There it is. Yeah, I mean, if I could just pick up on it really quick. It's, you know, when you get called out for that shit, you have to do a mea culpa right then and there. You have to. I own it. Yes,
own it. I'm sorry. I will take care of it.
You have to own the fact that you got caught and you fucked up. And, you know, Mike, MJL, he was trying to at Mullen Market. He was trying to do it, but it doesn't work, you know, because YouTube's stupid and doesn't want everybody spamming everybody. It's like you got busted and then word starts to spread. And it's like, you know, all you had to do was just say it in the first 20 or 30 seconds of that goddamn video. Look what, you know, look at this fantastic clip from Mullen Market. That's all you had to do.
Maybe somewhere in the middle of those 70 affiliate links, "Hey, thanks to Mullet Market Woodworking, Brian Gregory, for the great intro. Really appreciate it." You know, and maybe at tag him.
Yeah.
You at tagged fucking Amazon 70 times. So
yeah,
you could have found some room. Yeah. All right. That's me. So.
All right.
Jared.
I'm up.
Jared. Okay. I got to do the line.
I'm going to preface this.
What is making you? Oh, I didn't do the line.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Let me do
the line. That's the whole thing. That's the best part. Jared, what is making you cranky right now?
Oh, boy, howdy. We couldn't have picked a better day to do this because I've had a shitty day. And it. Okay, here we go. The thing that is making me crazy cranky right now are all of these fucking videos of build cheap. And notice that I use the word cheap, not inexpensive. There's a difference. Build cheap, sell high. So if you are living under a rock, then you have no idea who Matthew Peach is, who is the paradigm, the godfather of this entire genre on YouTube. And I can't fault him for finding that niche and beating the piss out of it. Okay, but I can't fault all of these other channels that are latching onto it and are promoting a myth and a lie. That is, if you build out of 2x4s, you can turn around and sell that for a gold bar. And that is, it is utter nonsense. And it is nothing but a fucking lie. So there are too many of these channels to mention, but I have come across people who are putting up thumbnails that say $3 equals 1500% profit. And you do the math and you go, that's $50 fucking. That's not life-changing money. Or you see a picture of a planter with a 4x4 in it and write this little caption in the right-hand side of the thumbnail says $1,200. Because we have this section, you have baited the hook and I bite. Because this shit has to stop. Enough is enough. Because when you listen to these videos, or better yet, when you watch them with a critical eye, you say this $3 worth of material to yield you 1500% profit requires 65 different cuts. And you've now taken a four-sided thing and you've turned it into 10 sides. And then you have to slap a shitty coat of stain on it to make it look like something that it's not. And then still have to go through the whole finish process to build a fucking tea light candle holder. Nobody's buying that shit. Okay, I don't care.
No.
I know that Etsy is saturated with all of these little trinkety things of guys and gals in their garage who are just putzing around and think that they can sell these trinkets for a few dollars here and there and maybe buy some sandpaper or whatever. It's got to stop, boys and girls. Enough with the build cheap, sell high, because it doesn't work. As somebody who's been in the craft circuit world for almost two decades, I've done that and it doesn't work. There is a sweet spot and that is not it.
These guys are the equivalent before the internet. They used to be late night infomercials, guys on TV talking about how you could get rich with real estate.
Yeah.
That's what these guys are. Oh, no money down. $5. You can buy a $500,000 house and then rent it out and then turn it around and then buy another one and buy my course. You know, but instead of buy my course, it's buy my plans or watch my video. Yeah. Right?
I mean, when you take the critical perspective and you look at these things, you go the extra mile and then you search out their website. Do they even have a website? And if they have a website, do they have anything on there? Are they attempting to sell the thing that they are telling you that you should make? Fuck no.
No.
Absolutely not. Because they're smart enough to realize. Yeah, they're smart enough to realize it doesn't fucking sell. It doesn't.
Right.
I have no problem with build cheap, but don't premise it around sell high. Build cheap to build skill. That should be the message. Not build cheap and see if you can pawn it off on a idiotic or an ignorant customer who doesn't know any better. That's a freaking lie, and bad shit happens to people like, you know, who do that kind of business practice. They get caught eventually. And that's what's making me cranky right now.
Yes. You did the line. All right. Fantastic.
God, get it out of my system.
Shake it out. Shake it out. Shake it out. All right. So, March Madness. I don't know the theme song to March Madness. I'm doing the Fox football
theme. Yeah, that's Monday night football or whatever. Yeah. No. It's One Shining Moment. That's the song for March Madness. One Shining Moment.
Oh. Okay. Mm-hmm. Great. So, Jared, since you actually played college basketball, and you've got your shirt there.
This is my freshman jersey.
Your Liberty shirt.
It's a little bit of a spray on right now. I've filled out a little bit in the shoulders and the gut. So, yeah.
Explain to the people.
Okay.
Especially to the people who don't live in America or who live under a rock or who are girls. Sorry. Explain what March Madness is.
Okay. March Madness is arguably the most anticipated sporting event because there is so much uncertainty. I know football guys are going to say it's the Super Bowl. All right, whatever. I won't argue with you there. But March Madness is a tournament of 68 college basketball teams. There are winners of all of the conferences that get automatic bids. The top 25 teams make it. And then you get what's really fun are the Cinderella stories. These are the unknown colleges and universities from podunk nowhere that plays in conference nobody gives a fuck. And they come out and they beat the crap out of the blue blood college basketball teams. And they become the darling of the show. So a couple years ago, it was some no-name school, St. Peter's from New Jersey, and almost made it to the Final Four. Gonzaga, where I live 20 years ago, came out of nowhere and made it to the Sweet 16. These Cinderella teams just take the world by storm, or take the country by storm. And it is a massive event. We're talking 3 weeks from now, I think, is Selection Sunday. And then the tournament gets going, and it is from 10 o'clock in the morning to 10 o'clock at night. Nothing but college basketball for two straight days. It is amazing. And then we whittle it down. We go from 64 teams to 32 to 16 to 8 to 4, and eventually head to head for the national championship. I think it is the best time of the year for sports fans. You got NBA going, football just finished up, college basketball, hockey, baseball's about to kick off. March is the month for American sports.
Spring training starts this week.
Oh, so. I cannot wait.
Yeah. So anyway, so we're going to do a Woodworkers March Madness. So what we're doing is we aren't starting with 64 or 68. We're starting with 40. Mm-hmm. And what we did is Jared and I kind of got together. We wanted to pick a diverse group. But we stuck to American channels only. And the reason that was is that if you open it up beyond the states, it really gets unwieldy in terms of just like how many choices there are.
Sheer numbers.
We needed some kind of We needed some kind of criteria to narrow down the initial selection. So we came up with 40, what we consider the top YouTubers. And the way this is going to work is that there are seedings, right? And so the seeding is by sub count. Mm-hmm. So the more sub count you have, the higher seed you are. And so for Jared's 16 and for my 16, the top seed plays the lowest seed. Then the second highest seed plays the second lowest seed. Mm-hmm. So there'll be 1 through 16, 1 and 16, and then 2 and 15, 3 and 14, and then it goes like that, right? So from there. But those are how the initial matchups work. And again, this is for our British and Canadian and everybody else, you know, German, Italian, whatever friends. Yeah. So, and that's what I mean by a Cinderella team. So for an underdog to advance, you have to beat a much, much stronger, better team, right? So, and I will say this too, if any of you people are listening, campaigning for yourself is totally allowed.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We encourage it.
Yeah. We encourage it. Right. Yeah, so send your subscribers over to vote for you.
They can leave when absolutely. They're done.
So okay. That's right. And what we're going to do is we're going to flip a coin here. Right. And let me see if I can. Right. So we're going to fill out our initial squad. So this is my squad. That will be his squad. So what we're going to do is we have a list and we're going to alternate back and forth. We're going to flip in a minute to see who gets first pick. First pick is very important, right? Because, I mean, I know who I'm going to pick my first pick, right?
I have my top four.
Right. So, but you know, the thing is, I might take one of his top four and he might take one of mine. Right? Yep. So then you have to. So do you want me, you know what I'll do is I will put the entire roster on the screen when I edit this, but do you want me to read them through real quick or?
Sure. We can go through it pretty quick.
Okay. Just for the benefit of people listening, I'm going to read these real quick. This is our initial 40, okay? Blacktail Studio, Jimmy DiResta, Steve Ramsey, Modern Builds, Fix This, Build That, April Wilkerson, Four Eyes Furniture, Bourbon Moth, John Malecki, John Peters, Izzy Swan, Make Something, Wood Whisperer, Stumpy Nubs, Anna White, 3x3 Custom, Jay Bates, Johnny Builds, Woodwork Web, Third Coast Craftsman, Michael Alm, 731 Woodworks, Jonathan Katz, Moses, Andy Rawls, Workshop Companion, Matt Cremona, Fisher's Shop, Jackman Works, Rex Kruger, Lincoln Street Woodworks, Bent's Woodworking. Fuck Jason Bent. No, I'm just kidding. No, he's a good guy. No, DIY Huntress, Pneumatic Addict, Shara Woodshop Diaries, Sean Boyd, Make With Miles, Wood by Wright, Ashley Harwood, Witworks, and Ian Curtis. So that is our initial 40. And so we are going to pick from there. And who do you want to do the flip? I trust you.
I didn't bring anything down to flip. God damn it. While I'm searching for something to flip, I will say this. We snubbed a lot of people. There are even American woodworking channels that have tremendous followings and sub counts. And we just, like we said, we had to cut it off because this list could have easily gone 100 deep. And, you know, even at 40, we had to make some hard decisions. I have no idea where a friggin' point is. So
Hold on a second. We are going to flip a extract sanding disc.
Nice.
All right.
I got it.
Just so everybody knows. Yep. This is 240 grit. Okay. Just so you know, okay. No cheating. And so net side or fuzzy side. And I'm just going to flip it right here on the floor. I'll let you pick since I'm flipping.
I'm going to go purple side up, sand side.
Okay. All right. Oh, it is sand side.
Is it sand side? Yeah.
It is. All right. So that means you get first pick, my friend.
Okay. With the inaugural pick of the 2024 New Cranky Workshop Woodworking March Madness, Jared from Inland Wooden Resin selects Mark Spagnolo, the Wood Whisperer.
Ooh.
Where's my number
one? Okay, why is Mark your first pick?
So I think even still today he holds true to who he is. He has not gotten sucked into a lot of the gimmicky bullshit that we see. When he does a review video, I listen, even if it's a product that I don't care about. I like the fact that he still teaches. You know, his videos can be anywhere from 20 to 40 minutes long, and they aren't dull. And I walk away from each one feeling like I have learned something. So with that, Wood Whisperer, my number one pick.
Fantastic. All right. With my number one pick, I am going with Lee from Busted Knuckle Woodworks. Is, since you said your name, I got to say my name. Is going with the OG, the man who really inspired me to even start doing YouTube. Steve Ramsey.
There he is. Steve. Good pick.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong. Yeah.
Yeah. So Steve is just a tremendous guy. And he's true to himself. The one thing I really admire about him is that he could have just so easily sold out and got himself a big giant shop and started taking like all kinds of sponsor money. I mean, you know, they have tried to throw millions at him and he's said no. And they got to respect that. Yeah. So Go ahead, Jared.
All right. With the second pick, I am going with David Picciuto and Make Something. So, along
that's
with,
a good one. I had him on my list.
Along with The Wood Whisperer, I have been a fan of David since he was a drunken woodworker way, way back. And I'm sure he probably cringes a little bit when somebody mentions those old videos. His was the first channel outside what I would call being somewhat outside of woodworking, like a quote unquote maker channel. In my mind, he was one of the very first to start experimenting with mixed media, you know, acrylics and all sorts of other types of material and integrating that into his woodworking workflow. I'm not a huge fan of his personal style, like the mid-century modern stuff and, you know, a lot of orange, not my go-to color. But nonetheless, again, a guy who has shown his personality and has not turned his personality into a gimmick. I think he's been pretty honest with his viewers for the better part of, what, almost 15 years now. So David Picciuto right, makes yep. something. There's my number two.
So with my second pick, I am going with Chris Salamone. Oh,
shit. Damn it.
Four Eyes Furniture. I just love his storytelling. Yeah. I think I happen to dig the mid-century style, and he's kind of the master of it on YouTube. And I just like that he'll take a really simple build and just make it interesting just by kind of telling the story about how he thought of it, mm-hmm. how he, you know, what he's going to do with it. Yeah, I like him a lot. So I am going with Four Eyes, and I'm taking him off the board.
Damn. Yeah, and the
Jerry, your pick.
And the reason that you said, because he is a fantastic storyteller, that was exactly what I was going to say. He was my number three pick. Shit. Okay, then I'm going to jump ahead.
Well, we knew this was going to happen.
I know, yeah. This is what makes it fun, boys and girls. I am going with one Mr. Jay Bates. Jay Bates, father of daughter right here. Okay, again, have been a fan of Jay Bates' style as far as his presentation for a very long time. His most recent build where he built a very simple bookshelf, no talking, just working for, I don't know, 10 or 11 minutes. And then he tells the story right at the very end of how now he's apparently moving to a whole new place and he just built a thing and now he doesn't even need it. But I have always just liked the fact that he's kind of no nonsense. He does some quirky stuff with edits and things like that to kind of spice up the videos. But it's just always been pretty matter of fact, almost, well, like his second channel, a vlog, where he's just talking and communicating with the audience. So Jay Bates, my number three pick.
Great.
Got it.
With my number three pick, I am going with the man, the myth, the legend.
Jimmy
DiResta.
Jimmy. All right. Jimmy's off the board.
Yeah. Yeah. Part of wanting to pick Jimmy is that he is so incredibly popular. I think he'll do well in the actual contest. Jimmy's great, right? And he's done so much in this platform, and he's really leveraged his popularity and his wisdom and his knowledge to just a lot of different areas, right? And he does, you know, good works. I mean, he's a good guy. Yeah. So I'm going with Jimmy, and he's going to be at Workbench Con. I hope to meet him there. So he'll probably have a big crowd around him, but we'll see.
See if you can steal an ice pick or two.
Yeah. All right.
All right. With my fourth pick, because I'm still bitter that you took Four Eyes, I'm going to take his counterpart, Sean Boyd. So Sean Boyd and Chris Salamone, they teamed up for quite a while. But I was a huge fan when Sean Boyd got started. And again, not somebody who I absolutely, you know, like I'm enamored with his particular style, but is also a fantastic storyteller. And I like his process, his mentality of how he goes about building. And I think he was one of the first to really kind of explore alternative materials and how to put them together as far as using plywood to get bent curves and things like that, and just do these kind of, I don't want to say unnecessary accents, but these unusual accents to really set off a piece. So Sean Boyd, big fan. I'm going with Sean Boyd for number four.
Fantastic. I am going to, it's a close pick. In fact, I'm going to switch.
Ooh. Second guessing himself. Here we go.
I know.
It's already getting gritty.
Having trouble finding these. I don't have my glasses on. Brad Rodriguez, Fix This, Build That.
All right.
So I like Brad. And again, he doesn't just stick to woodworking. He kind of does a lot of other things too, you know, like a lot of, you know, home improvement, outdoor improvement. You know, it's Fix This, Build That. It's all the things you would want and need to know if you are a homeowner, mm-hmm. right? So, and I think that lends to a lot to his popularity. Plus, he's very down to earth. I like him. So, big fan, Brad.
Lee's going with the million. Right. Lee's going with the million sub list right now. I gotta. All right.
I'm gonna break away from that.
All right. I'm gonna throw myself a little bit of a curveball. I was waiting for this, but I don't think I can wait too long. I am gonna go with Tamar from 3x3 Custom.
She was on my list too. I like her so much.
I don't think you could say anything bad about Tamar. I don't think you could say enough good about Tamar. She, for the longest time, was working in that small little tiny nook of a garage or whatever, and was making really cool and rad shit with a DeWalt portable job site saw. And I think she is somebody who genuinely enjoys what they do. Like every single video, they're not just like, fuck, I got to get out there and make a thing. Like, I think she really does enjoy what she's doing. And now that she's in her new space and building it all out, like, you know, more power to you. Good for you. Tamar, there's my number five.
I love her because she always looks like she's having a good time, right? She always looks like she's having fun and enjoying herself. And so many people in this space just look, you can just tell, it's like a job, right? You know?
Yeah.
But she is, she definitely is. So I'm going with another OG with my number five pick. We've both left the top seed on the board.
Oh, yeah.
The
number one overall sub count. Yeah, he's still sitting right there.
Right. But I am going with James Hamilton, Stumpy Nose.
All right, you can have him.
Oh, come on. What? Really? Okay. So James is, I don't know. I mean, I really liked his earlier stuff, and I still do like and watch him, although he lately has kind of just put out some weird videos, like how to use a ruler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I don't know. But yeah, I mean, I still dig James Stumpy Nubs. So that is my pick, my number five pick. So go ahead, Jared.
Okay, still on number the board
for you.
Number six, I would be a bad citizen of Washington if I did not pick Michael Alm, the godfather of pattern plywood. All right. Okay. There is a gentleman who came out a swinging and showed the world a completely unnecessary process, but God, it looks so cool. Like, I do not have the patience to start slicing up plywood to turn it into those patterns. But It's not only that. Okay. I know I kind of spoofed a little bit the whole idea, the whole concept of picture frames, but you know, his videos on how to frame things are absolutely fantastic. They are top notch. And we're not just talking about this is how you cut a miter. Like, this is how you make a frame and how you frame a piece of artwork that you make. It just fantastic. So my number six pick, Michael Alm.
Michael Alm. Okay. I'm going to go way down the ladder here, buddy. Ooh. And maybe give you do you a favor here.
Okay.
But I have to be true to myself and I have to pick him because I consider him a friend. He would, if you asked him, he would not say the same.
That's how much of a friend
you he'd be is. Like, he'd be like, Lee, who the fuck is that? Yeah. But, I've probably learned more about this whole thing from him than anybody else. Easily. And that is Drew nice. Witt from Wittworks.
Nice. Yeah.
Great guy. Fantastic guy. And he has been a wealth. He is a wealth of knowledge about YouTube and about how this all works. He's been just a tremendous help to me and a good friend. So, yeah, Drew, you're going to get knocked out in the first round, buddy. But. Hey, I don't know. You could be a Cinderella story.
Yeah, we didn't explain that all that well. You guys, the audience, you guys are the ones that are going to vote. So if you want to vote for the Cinderella to upset the big, the big dog, go ahead, make it happen.
All right, so go ahead, Jerry.
My number seven pick, none other than the queen of shabby chic, the queen of chalk paint and so on and so forth, the one, the only, Anna White. I say this because anybody,
we talked about her last week.
Yeah, anybody out there that is lying to themselves that says they've never built something from an Anna White plan, that's exactly what you're doing. You're lying to yourself. I've done it. He's done it. You've done it. We've all done it. Anna White, number seven.
Love it. Okay. So with my number seven pick, I'm going to go with.
Ooh, God damn it.
Drew. I'm going to go with Drew Fisher from Fisher Shop.
Shit. Great
I pick. Love
great that. Pick.
Yeah. Great guy, great pick, great channel, really informative. I love that he keeps his plans $5 in a space where people are charging 15, 20, 30 bucks for plans, which is ridiculous. $5 will get you a great plan, right? If you want to build a flip top bench, $5. Yeah, the best one. The best one on YouTube. So,
I think he's the godfather of the blooper reel too.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Am I up? I'm up. All right.
Yeah.
Choices. All right. I think I'm going to piss Lee off with this one. With my eighth pick, I am going with Mr. Eric Curtis, Ian Curtis.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, I will freely admit that some of his videos, for my taste, are a little bit dull, but every once in a while, he comes across with one that is slightly provocative, and I liked that. He delivers every single time. Maybe a tad bit long-winded, but I mean, he's got the credentials and skin in the game to be able to do that. So, talented woodworker. Credentialed up the wazoo and just does a really good job of having probably the best coffee mug in the woodworking space.
Yeah. So Eric is supposed to be here in Austin, giving a class at the Austin School of Furniture. And I would love to meet Eric, but I can't go because it's way too expensive.
I think I saw it. Isn't he supposed to be at Workbench Con? I think he's supposed to be there.
He is.
Okay.
He is. He will be, right? He's giving a class on how to build a whiskey cabinet.
Ooh.
But it's $1,500.
Ouch.
So, ow. I know. I have mixed feelings about this one, but I'm going with my gut.
Okay.
I like him as a person. I think he's good at picking topics. I think he's got good, practical, common sense advice. I think he's taken what he would admit is kind of a minimal amount of woodworking talent.
I know where you're going with this.
Yeah. And really parlayed it into something pretty extraordinary. And that is John Cesaro from Lincoln Street Woodworks. And so this is an old black and white picture of John. I don't know. Is this a baby picture?
Pulled it right off his LinkedIn page. That's where I got it.
Oh, there you go. John is kind of an inspiration to me because I followed him really since the beginning. And I'm kind of really trying to emulate him the way that he's kind of gone full time. That's kind of my goal as well. So I don't know. But I'm no John Cesaro, you know. Look at him, then look at me. I mean, that's a model face right there. I mean, that's like Mr. America compared to me. All right. Okay, so go ahead.
Okay. Next on my list, where are we at? 2, 4, 6, where are we at? Pick 8, I guess. Well, whatever. Who the hell cares? Yeah. I am going with Chris, the Third Coast Craftsman. I have been a fan of this channel for such a long time. This is like a woodworker's woodworker. Build an entire shop from the ground up and timber frame most of it. Yeah, I can do that. You want me to make you an ultra elaborate, fancy, completely over the top cutting board? I can do that. You want me to trim everything out in my shop? I can do that too. All with having, God, now I can't remember the name of his dog. But nonetheless, I've just always found his videos, again, to be no frills. Just matter of fact. I'm not a big hand tool guy. Honestly, I haven't really used dovetail saws or chisels or all that, any kind of stuff. I haven't used that in a very long time. It's not part of my woodworking life, but I enjoy watching people that do use it. And his is one of those kind of hybridized channels, but he's gotten back to his roots with just kind of bare bones, hand tooling type stuff. And I really have enjoyed his channel since God knows when I started watching a long time ago. So Third Coast Craftsman, that's my number 8 pick.
This guy I'm picking because he's not just a woodworker. He's an engineer, and he brings an engineering mindset to the whole idea of crafting, making, woodworking, inventing, mm-hmm. right? To me, I kind of fancy myself as not at his level, but kind of the type of a person who tries to think of innovative ways to solve problems. And so in that way, he's kind of someone I look up to. Izzy Swan.
Izzy. Good pick.
Izzy Swan. Good pick. Yeah. So that is my 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9th pick.
9th pick.
All right. We gotta move it along.
All right. Who's left? I'm going to go with a guy from your neck of the woods, Mr. Andy Rawls. Okay. Andy Rawls. This surprised the hell out of me that he had a channel as large as he did. I mean, it's totally justified. Again, another woodworker's woodworker. I really dig his style as far as furniture is concerned. It's very minimal. It's not mid-century-esque, but a great designer of implementing curves with angles, live edge stuff. I totally dig the fact that, you know, he's using a lot of reclaimed lumber or lumber that he finds and sources. That's something that's often overlooked by a lot of YouTubers, and I really just dig his channel. So Andy Rawls, number 9, 10. Ah, hell, number nine. There we go. Whatever we're on.
10. Right. Whatever we're on. Okay. So I am going with, I'm surprised you didn't pick this one because you guys are our hair buddies.
Hey!
Rex Kruger. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy watching the hand tool stuff that he does, mm-hmm. although I suck at it. I'd like to get better. To me, that is a sign of someone who's made a good video. Mm-hmm. If they do a build that I have really no interest in, but they make me watch it anyway, and I watch it and I go, yeah, that was pretty damn good. That's someone who succeeded in my book. And that's why they get the views.
Yeah.
So.
All right. We'll take Rex off the list. Next up, I guess, where am I at? 10, 11, whatever. I am going with one, Mr. Matt Cremona. All right. Everybody's favorite.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, everybody's kind of favorite geeky woodworker. I swear to you, every time he opens up a log and he just does the, and he throws water on the thing, I laugh. I giggle like a little schoolgirl every time. I think it's hilarious. I like the fact that he's a guy that's out there that's hustling, cutting up logs, but is also a tremendously talented woodworker and furniture builder. Sadly, doesn't get to do it as much as I think he would like to, but always fun to watch his channel and him opening up logs. So, Matt Cremona.
I am going to go with somebody, probably easily the youngest guy in this whole list, by a lot. Uh-huh. Make with Miles.
I'm just picking up with Miles. Like, throw him away. Lee's got him.
right. So he was a guy that I discovered when we did one of our video spotlights, mm-hmm. right? I mean, I watched that first video on the guitar cabinet build, and then I watched 3, 4, 5 more. And then I watched the whole rest of his catalog. He's done something very rare. He's made the transition from short form content to long form content seamlessly, which, believe me, that is a lot harder to do than it looks. Mm-hmm. So that's my pick. You're next.
All right. I am going with pick 11. I am going with Paul Jackman. Jackman Works. Okay. The guy who could turn pallets into a 10-foot tall nutcracker. The guy who could take pallets and turn it into a 14-foot long screwdriver. The guy that just takes pallets and turns it into all sorts of unnecessarily large shit. Jackman Works, okay, a lot of his older stuff was what turned me on, and that he's one of the first guys to just have annoying fun with things. Like, totally unnecessary what he was doing, but he was just having a ton of fun with it. Doesn't take himself seriously. At least I don't know if he takes himself seriously, but Jackman Works. That's what I'm going with. Pick 11.
Yeah, so that was your pick 12. And now this is my pick 12. And I'm going to go with Colin from Woodwork Web. Colin is he's very popular. He's got a ton of subs. He flies under the radar, but he is, again, really, I think, super talented. His videos are very easy to understand, straightforward. I really like his stuff, so I'm going to go with him. Colin from Woodwork Web.
All right. Okay, next on my list. One, Miss Ashley Harwood. She is quite possibly one of the most talented turners on YouTube. And more so than being just a talented wood turner, she is a fantastic teacher. Several years ago, I had the good fortune of actually taking a class where she was a guest instructor. And I got, for just a very few brief minutes, an interaction with her and her helping me remember how to not get my arm sucked into a lathe and ripped off. And she's just a fantastic person. When she walks into a room, everybody stops and pays attention because everybody in the room realizes she knows what she's doing and she's really, really damn good at it. So, Ashley Harwood.
Okay. Boy, there's a lot of top seeds still left on the table.
I'm baiting you a little bit. I'm baiting you. Do it, Lee.
Yeah,
do it.
I know. I know you are. Oh. Okay, so I'm going to go with what we have left is what we what is known in the business as the cream of the crap. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. So my pick is, my next pick, Jonathan Katz Moses, because I really like his aprons. I don't have one of those aprons. Too rich for me. I really like what he's done in terms of the entrepreneurship. I really admire that. I mean, he used to do kind of informative, useful videos. Now he just does a lot of selling tools. But I mean, I still think he's quite good. So I'm going to go with Jonathan. And we'll just move it along for the last three here. So go ahead.
All right. Mr. John Peters. I, again, really like his style, just very to the point. I think he's just a really relaxed kind of guy that puts together very simplistic projects, but they still have a style and elegance about them. So for the interest of time, I was going to pick John Peters much, much sooner, and I got bogged down by all of Lee's picks, so I'm going to do it now. John Peters.
There's still a lot of good picks.
I'm beating you.
I can't bring myself. I know. You know what? I'm going to do it.
Do it.
All right. I'm going with Cam Anderson. I don't think I've ever seen one of his videos. Honest to God. But he's the most popular channel out of all the channels that we had. Quite frankly, I'm not interested in epoxy. I think it's a fad. I think he knows it's a fad. But you got to give it to him, man. He has built a humongous following off of epoxy, right? Mm-hmm. You know, to his credit, he's trying to pivot. I think he's doing like other non-epoxy projects, which is smart on his part, I think.
Yeah. All right.
Go ahead.
Pick 15. James from Wood by Right. There we go. There's my second hand tool guy. I really like his Instagram account more than I like his YouTube channel, only because I think he has absolutely knocked Instagram out of the park with just being really quick about things. I also like the fact that, you know, he's kind of a nerd and really just geeks out on hand tools and he knows his shit. So Wood by Right. There's my pick 15.
All right. This, God, I don't know how old this picture is. I don't even know why it's still available in public. This was Nick from Workshop Companion probably 40 years ago.
I tried. I couldn't find it good enough.
Right. So Nick has been at it for a million years, and Nick is an old guy like me. So, you know, I got to go with Nick. And again, probably for a lot for the same reason that I really enjoy Izzy. Probably not on the same level or the same genre, but just really innovative, kind of an inventor type, an engineer type. And so I really do enjoy his channel. And so I'm going with him.
Okay. My
so go for it.
Final pick. Pick 16. Yes. I could totally get baited in it. There's how many left? 1, 2, 3, 4 1 million.
There's some big ones.
Yeah, there's 4 1 million subscriber count channels that we have not picked, and I'm not going to pick them. I am going with Shara from Woodshop Diaries.
That's a good one.
Yes, I like what she does. Okay, I think it is very accessible. I think she has some sort of engineering background as well. She, like in her real life, her day-to-day life, it's computer sciences, engineering, something or other. But I just really like her aesthetic. I mean, it's not whitewash everything. It's not, you know, chalk paint everything. Like, she's out there hustling, cutting stuff, making cool things. I think she keeps in mind the fact that it should be accessible. It should be inexpensive. It shouldn't be cheap. It shouldn't look cheap. And yet it still have a certain amount of class and aesthetic from everything that she does. So Shara from Woodshop Diaries, that is my pick 16.
Great, great. And now my final pick. This is going to be a shocker. Are you ready?
Do it. Do it.
All right. I'm really torn between these last two, but I'm going with April Wilkerson because
she's a Texas
girl. I think she's a Texas girl. She lives in Canyon Lake, not very far from where I am, probably like a 40-minute drive. She's really built up a tremendous following from nothing into like a pretty, like an empire. Mm-hmm. A lot of her videos now kind of revolve around like how her side hustles are going. But I still enjoy her style, you know, in terms of the way that she, you know, the way that she presents herself and the way that she crafts her videos. And so I'm going with her.
Nice.
And these are my final picks.
It's not a bad squad.
All right. And we'll, not a bad squad. And let's see yours. Okay.
There we
Fantastic.
Go.
And so we will put these up on the screen. Your squad, my squad, and then we're going to seed them out and we're going to have them play.
Mm-hmm. We'll see who takes home that inaugural championship, that 2024 brass ring.
A lot of notables left on the board. We won't embarrass them by saying who they were, but you can figure it out.
Yeah.
All right. So video spotlights.
Okay. All right. The video that I am spotlighting is from one Octavian Dan, and the name of the video is Working Space, The Final Frontier. So this is a fantastic video that I stumbled across because it spurred a little inspiration for a personal project of mine. So we talked about this, I think, last video about like small space or ill-equipped space problems. And this video is a great workaround for somebody who lives in an apartment or does not have, hell, even the luxury of a one-car garage. And the video is his construction of a miniature workbench. And it's fully decked out. You know, it's got a Moxon vise in there or a tail vise. I forget which one, but it's got dog holes. It's got all the work holding accoutrement that you could possibly need. And it's just a really simplistic and cool little build. And I think what's really nice about the video is that he built a miniature of a miniature and showed
how
so, it all went together.
Right.
I feel like that is something that is missing a lot in build videos these days. Like everybody does things digitally. And for a lot of knuckleheads like myself, there is a disconnect between the ball dome index and, you know, fiddling around with a mouse trying to get things in SketchUp or Fusion 360 or whatever. And it's just nice to see somebody put together a scale model of a thing to show you how it goes together and then actually show you the thing. Good for him, Octavian Dan, right. Working Space, The Final Frontier.
So mine is Blake Weber, the Black Diamond Humidor.
This thing is so cool.
oh, man, it is so cool. Awesome. Right. So the humidor has Spanish cedar on the inside and ebony on the outside. So he mentioned how he had gotten rid of his CNC. Mm-hmm. He showed how he did this diamond pattern in the ebony using a DeWalt trim router. Mm-hmm. In a V-bit and a handmade jig. First of all, I love the handmade jigs.
Yeah.
You know, I've recommended those before. But this is just so genius. You know, just to think, I mean, a lot of people would have thought, you know, I got rid of my CNC. I can't build this now. Mm-hmm. Right? But he was like, nope, I can do it. And he did it. And he took some risks, right? You know, when he cut that chamfer at the top and he goes, I'm going to cut this chamfer. I have no idea what this is going to look like. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, dude. I'm like, you are way too far into this build to start taking risks like that.
Yeah.
But he did, right? And it paid off. And he's selling this. You can go to the video. We'll link it. And go to the link in his description. He's actually selling this for $3,000.
And it's worth every penny.
Sure.
Every penny.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you smoke cigars and are rich, yeah. What a really nice human. Yeah, go check it out.
Not only is that box an absolute thing of beauty, but the video is equally as gorgeous and just beautifully shot. It's a work of art.
Right.
It is a film. Right. It's not a YouTube video. It's a friggin' film.
Right.
It's gorgeous.
It is. Yeah, it's fantastic. Yeah. So, Blake Weber, the Black Diamond Humidor. That's it, my friend. March Madness. Woodworker March Madness is going to be starting probably within a week after we post this video, if not sooner. So make sure, if you're not already subscribed to Busted Knuckle Woodworks, that's my channel, Inland Wood and Resin, that is Jared's channel. My squad is going to be playing our matches on my channel. His squad will be playing his matches on his channel. It'll be by vote, and we will go from there. Yeah. And it's going to be fantastic. And then his winner is going to play my winner in the final showdown.
And the loser is going to have to do a booty dance on TikTok.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. Thank you, my friend.
All righty. We'll see you in the next one.
Yes. Adios.